I found him. He is a tight end for the Tennessee Titans. He was named to 3 straight Pro Bowls. He leads all NFL tight ends with 356 receptions and ranks 3rd in the NFL with 4,156 yards over the past 5 seasons. A 2-time Titans Community Man of the Year recipient. 64 receptions, over 800 yards, and 3 touchdowns last season. Way back in 2006, he was the 175th pick overall out of Central Missouri State. Tennessee is going to open up against Miami on September 9th. We are joined by Delanie Walker. Delanie, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. You're going to have to say all of that, though, man. You put a smile on my face, man. Thank you.
You got it. You earned it. It's a great resume. Listen, the team's coming off a playoff run, and then you made some moves in the offseason. I'm curious, what's the vibe been like in training camp? Does it feel like there's a little extra buzz and excitement?
Most definitely. You said it's the extra buzz and excitement with the fans coming to the practices, with the players, the coaches, the way practice is going. Everybody, we're just trying to feed off what we did last year, and you can see that the guys are hyped about it and a lot of energy.
Listen, you and I have talked in the past, so go ahead and shoot me straight. You've been at this a while right now. Do you still enjoy training camp, or is it just something that you've got to get through in order to get to the stuff that really matters the regular season?
Honestly, I don't really enjoy training camp, but, you know, as athletes, we need it. I think that it gets you prepared for the season, especially the guys that really don't do too much on the off season. It kind of gets them prepared, get them back in shape. So I don't really enjoy it, but it's something that I think we need as athletes.
All right, so you celebrated your birthday on Sunday. I know you're a vet. I know the guys in the locker room are always looking to pick on the guy who's got a few years under his belt. How did it go for you, and were there a lot of old man jokes?
Yeah, it was. I got a lot of old man jokes. A lot of guys kept saying, what are you, like 40, 42?
Right.
You know, I was getting all the ages I wasn't, asking me, you know, how am I still in the league? Basically, when I came in the league, they were little kids. They were in elementary. So telling about I was on the original All Madden. I've been getting a lot. But, you know, that just shows that the guys respect me and that they understand how hard I work to be here and still be able to play as fast as I am.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, you can still blow past a bunch of these guys off the line of scrimmage. Was there any part of you that wanted to remind them, I might be older than you, but I can still dominate you?
I let them know that every day. You know, when they step up, I tell you, look, I'm older, but I'm still faster. I tell everybody I'm the fastest dude on the team. Obviously, I'm not, but I joke with them every time just to let them know that you better show up because I'm always going to show out.
Delanie Walker joining us, tight end for the Tennessee Titans. He is named to 3 straight Pro Bowls. So the team, of course, decides to make a move at head coach, and they bring in Mike Vrabel. I'm curious about that. What's it been like to work with him so far?
Man, I said it the other day, man. I love working with this guy. He's one of them guys that you can tell played the game for a very long time. He understands athletes' bodies. He take care of us. But at the same time, he's honest. He's brutal. He lets you know straight up he really don't care. I think he can beat us up because – he's so honest with us, and I like that about him, man, because that just shows that the coach cares, and he want to win. That's all he talk about is winning, 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 and he came from when he played under a winning system, so he brings that to us, and, man, I'm just excited to see what happens this season.
You know, that's extremely high praise that you have for him, and he also said this about you. Let me read you this quote. When you go back and you look at the history of where he came from, he's a developed player. This is a guy that was not some first-round draft pick and has been a starter since day one. He's worked and he's gotten better every year, and he continues to do that. He works, he takes care of his body, he loves football, end quote. In fact, Delanie, how much pride do you take in the journey that you had to get to and take yourself to get to where you are right now, somebody who's gone to 3 straight Pro Bowls?
I take a lot of pride, and that's why, you know, I try to show up every year in shape and work on my craft because I know at the end of the day what I've been through, my journey to get to this situation, what I had to do to become a starter in this league, and I'm very prideful. But I am my worst critic. So I always tell people I had a bad year last year, but everyone always say, man, you had 800 yards receiving. To me, that ain't good enough. So I come every year to be better than what I was last year. And to be 34, I'm still at the top of my game. So I take a lot of pride in that.
You know, it seems to me a big part of that, too, is the way you approach this thing. You get after it from a training standpoint. In the off season, you're extremely careful about your diet. In fact, what kind of foods do you eat, and then what do you try to avoid?
Really, the most I eat a lot of chicken and fish, a lot of grain, really vegetables. I try to stay away from red meat. That's the biggest thing that's on my diet is staying away from red meat. I do not drink alcohol, so I try to stay away from that as well. And basically, just eat as much as possible, but not as much as I can. Like, so I eat probably 2 to 3 times a day, big meals, and so I don't put a lot of stress on my body with filling myself up, and then just working out is the big key, really, to be honest with you.
Delanie Walker joining us. You know, the word also keeps coming up when describing your role in the offense from your teammates in the opposition is that you are a go-to guy. Everybody knows you're going to get the ball, so they focus on you, and yet you can still make the play. How much of that is about pure ability, and how much of that is about the result of the hours and hours of practice and execution?
I'll say it's 50-50. You know, it's the ability to be able to run routes and know how to get open, and then just understanding the philosophy of defense and our offense, knowing the coverages, knowing watching film, studying a guy's stance, studying the linebacker if he's playing outside the tech of a 3-tech or a 9-tech, knowing that he might jam me, knowing that he got help over the top. I would say it's 50-50. It's just the ability, and then just being an expert in the game, studying, knowing who you go, your opponents, because most guys, they don't understand that it takes that, too. You can always have the ability, but you got to know the looks.
Delanie Walker joining us. You know, I saw you and I have talked cars in the past. In fact, let me ask you this. You had what sounds like a really scary incident last month. Back on July 24th, your Lamborghini was hit by an 18-wheeler. What happened? What was that experience like? It sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it was terrifying, man. You know, I was sitting at a light out here in Nashville on 3rd Avenue, and an 18-wheeler was turning on 3rd Avenue, which they're not even supposed to be turning onto this street. This is a very narrow street. The 18-wheeler, the front tire barely missed my car, and then the tractor basically went over me, hitting my left, the driver's side door. Luckily, I reversed out of there, and the car seen it and kind of stopped the truck, and I was able to get out. But it was kind of scary just to be put in that situation. But at the end of the day, it wasn't as serious as it seemed, and I'm thankful to be here.
Good, good. It sounded really scary. Now, before the start of training camp, you held a couple of events where you provided free dental checkups at a neighborhood health center, and you gave out backpacks with school supplies to the local kids. There are a lot of things that you could be focused on before camp. Why is that something that you always make time for?
Because these kids are our future, you know, and at the end of the day, we need our future to be bright. And I always knew getting a dental checkup before school makes you feel healthy, make you feel confident to go to school. So I want these kids to feel confident when knowing that they have clean teeth, that they have their cavities taken care of so they don't have any problems, to take them away from school. And then giving out the backpacks because, you know, I want to make sure that they have all the supplies, again, so they can feel confident to go to school. I mean, when I was a kid, if I didn't have the supplies, I kind of didn't want to go to school. So I just made sure that at the end of the day that they had the supplies to make them feel confident to go to school so they can excel.
Good for you. That's such a great thing. And another reason why he's a 2-time Titans Community Man of the Year, Delanie Walker, is still going strong. And Tennessee opens up against Miami on September 9th. Delanie, appreciate you. Always look forward to get caught up with you on this show. And nice to have you back. Thanks so much.